Welcome back to the program. It is 7:39. Let us take a look at some people that have done some things that maybe they didn't put a lot of thought behind it. First is the large mega world corporation Coca-Cola. In Canada, Vitamin Water has been printing a random English word and one random French word on the bottom of the bottle caps, hoping they lead to funny combinations. Kind of like Mad Libs when you were a kid. Remember those?
Sure. Yeah. It's a whole bunch of random words, like they're almost magnets that you would put together on your refrigerator and you'd make funny sayings or whatever.
Well, a woman in Canada just got a cap that said, quote, "You retard."
Ooh.
Now,
what is the French word retard?
Yeah, R-E-H-T-A-R-D is the French word for late. In other words, you're late, but that's not how it came across. Coca-Cola is owns Vitamin Water, of course. They are apologizing profusely, and they said they didn't even think to check for possible offensive words. Now, somebody's head's going to roll over this.
Well, this has happened so often, though, in advertising. You know, you name a product using a foreign word without realizing what that foreign word means.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I wouldn't fire anyone over this. This isn't the honest mistake department.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe so. Personally, I would not fire
It's not even spelled the same way, is it?
Close enough. R-E-H-T-A-R-D. Rahtard. Yeah, and see, it's okay if you use the accent.
I see. You sound like Inspector Clouseau.
You're 10 minutes late. You are tired. All right, a woman tried to, she was lacking a little money, 29-year-old woman in England. She tried to rob a gas station with an 8-inch knife, and she ended up slashing the cashier's hand. But even then, he decided to not fight back because he was always taught you never hit a girl. On Wednesday, the woman was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Now, I'm sorry. I am a firm believer you never hit a woman, ever. You're having an argument. She's gotten you so frustrated you just want to scream.
But if she's robbing you?
But if she's robbing me with a knife, you're going to get it. I will punch you square in the face or shoot you. What, am I wrong? If a woman is robbing you, Or assaulting you, something like that. Don't you think that rule never hit a woman goes right out the window?
Yes, I suppose so.
There it is, you sexist pig. On Monday night, a 15-year-old man in
Florida. Somewhere in Florida.
He got drunk and decided he was going to perform an exorcism on his 80-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, my.
Allow us to rewind for just a second. 54-year-old man, 80-year-old girlfriend. And she obviously needs an exorcism.
She's obviously well-preserved.
No, he's trying to speed up the inheritance process.
Cha-ching! We're not sure if she needed one or not, but he went ahead with it anyway. Yes, against her will. She ended up calling 911. He was arrested for battery and false imprisonment.
What type of exorcism was he performing?
Oh, it's the general kind where,
she spits up the pea soup.
Yeah, she spins around on the bed a few times, makes rude comments about his mother.
They don't all do that. Do they? All the possessed people, they don't all do that.
I don't know. I haven't been around one in a while. So, not since I got my first divorce. and with all that, that's enough to make you think about the world, isn't it? It's enough
to make you vomit pea soup.
Well, here, let me make you feel better.
Oh, great.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show.
Mine too.
A quick look at the news.
This is like better than the exorcism.
No, this is like mainlining pea soup.
I like pea soup with some ham in it. All right, from the world of entertainment news, that Rolling Stone put out a list of its movie mistakes. We talked about that yesterday. For example, the mistake in Braveheart is that you can see a white car in the background, one of the battle scenes. And the mistake in The Lone Ranger is that they made it.
Ah!
Yes. The band Fun. Got a lot of them.
P-F-U-N.
The band Fun will perform with Queen at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. And really, it's the perfect collaboration for people who like Queen a little, but would like them even more if they really, really sucked.
Not a big Fun fan, are you?
Lionel Richie is kicking off a 19-date tour. He says he's aiming to make the whole thing one big party. Karamu. Fiesta. Forever. If you like that joke, congratulations, you are officially old. Kate Moss will pose nude in Playboy's 60th anniversary issue.
How old is she?
Why?
I don't know. Rolling Stone also wanted Kate, but it turned out that Rolling Stone could gather no Moss. Thank you! Occupy Wall Street is turning 2 this week. Don't bother getting them a birthday cake. They're just going to complain that it's too rich.
Did you see where the longest running Occupy site is located in the country?
Where?
Occupy Honolulu. What a shock.
Of course it is.
Occupy Anchorage gave up after about 8 hours. What the heck with
man,
this?
Man, it's cold up here, dude. Starbucks is asking customers to please don't bring guns into their stores. Their official statement, no guns, please. But for the ladies, just wear a nice pair of yoga pants. It's official. It's right there on their sign. Hiroshi Yamauchi, the former president of Nintendo, has died at the age of 85. It was particularly tragic because he was only 3 coins away from another life.
Oh, brother.
As you know, yesterday was talk like a pirate day.
Aye, mateys.
In real life, of course, pirates were reprehensible human beings, which kind of makes me wonder if hundreds of years from now we'll be celebrating Talk Like Justin Bieber Day.
No, we won't.
You know why the pirate went on vacation?
I don't know. Why?
He needed some R&R!
Why don't we leave the jokes to the professionals, okay? The White House is dealing with an infestation of cockroaches. Syria was like, ha! Now who wants to use the chemical weapons, huh? Yeah. The New York Times was founded this week in 1851. 162 years later, it remains America's most popular newspaper with a circulation of tens of, what was that? Oh, no, just 10? Ah, okay. And, of course, what a run. 162 years, thousands of articles, and one positive mention of a Republican. That has been a quick look at the news. Please use the information for good, not for evil.
This is ridiculous. A Brazilian hacker group launched a cyber attack against the NSA website in retaliation for the reports that the NSA spied on the Brazilian president. Unfortunately, though, instead of hacking the NSA, they accidentally hacked NASA. NASA. And that's why Brazilian hackers never win Wheel of Fortune. I didn't even know Brazil had hackers. You know what? I thought a Brazilian hack was something you got in the back room at a nail salon.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.